When your inner conversation feels heavy, even simple responsibilities may appear overwhelming. Your mind may say, I have to fix my whole life. There are too many problems. I cannot do any of this. Because I cannot do everything, there is no point doing anything. A resilient scriptural self-conversation does not demand that you solve everything at once. It asks a smaller question. What is one faithful step I can take with Christ? One faithful step is not a cure, a guarantee, or proof that you are spiritually strong. It is one realistic response to the grace available in this moment. Begin by pausing. Place your feet on the floor if you are able. Take a slow breath, then notice the sentence inside you. Perhaps the sentence is, I cannot make it through this day. Name what is happening. You might say, I am feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and discouraged. Now welcome Scripture and the Holy Spirit. You could pray, Holy Spirit, help me receive what is true. Lord Jesus, show me the next faithful step. Father, give me today's bread for today. Then speak a truthful replacement sentence. I do not have to complete the entire journey today. Christ is with me in this moment. Receiving help is a faithful action. My feelings matter, but they do not determine my entire future. I can take one small step and entrust the outcome to God. Next, choose an embodied action. Your action might be to sit up, shower, eat breakfast, take a short walk, open your Bible, answer one necessary message, attend an appointment, or ask someone to sit with you. Your next step may also be to reduce a responsibility, rest without shame, or tell someone that you are not doing well. Sometimes the most faithful step is seeking more support. You might contact a trusted family member, pastor, friend, counselor, doctor, or another qualified care provider. You could say, I am going through a heavy season and I do not think I should carry it alone. You do not have to explain everything before asking for help. You can begin with one honest sentence. It is also helpful to create a heavy season support plan before the hardest moments arrive. Identify people you can contact. Write down professional support information. List practices that usually help you become more grounded. Choose several short scripture passages that speak of God's presence, mercy, and hope. Remove unnecessary barriers to receiving help. If thoughts of suicide, self-harm, or immediate danger appear, do not treat them as ordinary private thoughts. Seek immediate assistance from emergency services, qualified professionals, and trustworthy people who can stay with you. A heavy season plan might include this sentence. When my thoughts become unsafe, I will not remain alone or keep the danger secret. Your faithful step does not need to feel impressive. Elijah once reached a place of exhaustion and despair. God responded with presence, rest, food, direction, and renewed purpose. God cared for Elijah as an organic human. In the same way, spiritual care and physical care do not have to compete. Prayer, scripture, sleep, nourishment, community, medical care, and counseling can work together. As you prepare for the Topic 3 worksheet, identify one heavy inner sentence, one scripture-shaped response, one support person, and one faithful action. Then pray. Lord Jesus, meet me in this heavy season. Help me speak truth without denying my pain. Give me courage to receive support and grace to take the next faithful step. I entrust what I cannot carry to you. Amen.